Idiyos, Paragimel Mishnah Beis, we continue with Machlokes in between Reb Doisa ben Hurkanis and the Chacham. Oichel Porud Einim Mitztarif. We're talking over here Din Legabi Tumas Oichelin. This Din is naturally in Meseches Taharis. Not to say that Taharis is Meseches Taharis, talks about Tumas Oichelin. The Shir, you find all over Shas, that a Mashuhu of Oichel is Mekabel Tumah. The shaila is if that's a din derabbanan or a din deraisa. The machlokes revolves around that there's certainly, it's again mevur and shas, that there's a shir ben oichel to transmit tumah. That means if you have a small piece of chocolate cake that's tameh that previously touched the sheretz, and that a small crumb of that chocolate cake touched something else, it's not metamet. It's only metamet when it has a shir v'kebetza. Is that true also that the small piece of chocolate cake can't be mekabel tumah? That's machlok sushainim, whether that din is deraisa that's mekabel tumah b'mashu, or derabbanan, the famous machlok sushainim. Taisus himself in the plam gimel. But here we're talking about transmitting tumah, being metame, and in that, small pieces certainly can't. The shail is over here, if it's oichel porud, it's a piece of something that's tame, but it's small pieces of something. Ainu mitzdarif, they're not mitzdarif. Each piece is a piece unto itself. They're not mitzdarif to a shir kibetza, divri ribdoisa ben hokinis. V'chachomim oimim mitzdarif. V'chachomim say the small pieces are mitzdarif, and if they all have together a kibetza, then they are mitzdarif. Now that's pashut, that when we talk about oichel porud, we're not talking about four pieces of cake that are completely separate from each other. That is four pieces, not one piece. What oichel porud over here means, b'midu mitzuyam is you consider it one piece. What defines it, l'fi l'chachamim, to be mitzdarv? Porud means they're not one piece, but they're attached together. Either by liquid, that's the shita of the Rambam. The ravid, this is in Hilchos Tumas Oichlin, Perek Vov, the ravid holds that they have to be touching each other, they don't have to actually be connected to each other. That would also be called Oichel Porud, but even that's mitzvah. If it's Oichel Porud mamish, less man the poly gavadas namitami. That's one din. Another din, go back to say the Zeroyim, and this is a din in Ma'aseh Sheni. Mechalel in Ma'aseh Sheni, al asimoin divrei Reb Doisa. Asimoin, the Elam will recognize, the old timers will recognize that the phone coins, used to have the special phone coin that was like a little donut with a hole in the middle, it was called an asimoin. They got this word from there. It's a coin which is not a regular currency. So the shaila is over here, this is a type of coin. The Torah says that Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni, one has a large volume of peretz, you can't schlep it all to Yerushalayim, to eat in Yerushalayim, Kedin Ma'aseh Sheni, but Kedusha also. So what he can do is, the Torah says in Parshas Zrei, he can be poided on, be mechallit rather, on Kesef. The Kesef has Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni, he takes it to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, he uses that money to buy Tzorche Ma'aseh Sheni. Karbonis that he's allowed to buy from Ma'aseh Sheni, Oichel that he's allowed to eat. So the Lashon of the Pasuk is Vitzarto HaKesef Biyodcho. He should define, designate the moment that's Biyodcho. The Torah uses an interesting word, Vitzarto, which the Pashtus is Miloshon Tzura. Chazal learned out that the money, it can't be Chal, a whole truckload of Peris. You can't be Mechalid on a bar of silver. It has to be something that has money that has a Tzura. It can't be the silver value, which was really the value in those days was based on the weight of silver. It has to be a coin that already has its tzura. And the shaila is if an asimon fits that bill. No pun intended. We're not talking about a bill, we're talking about a coin. Whether asimon is called something that has its tzura, Reb Doisa says that it is, and therefore mechallin ma'aseh sheni af asimon. V'chom moimrim, ein mechallin. It has to be a madbeah gomer. Again, nasimon is something that is a madbeah that doesn't have a proper tzura. It has value because it will be turned into coinage. It could be used as a coin, but it doesn't yet have the tzura. He holds that's enough to be called v'tzata ches v'yodcha. We don't pass it that way. The Chacham say not that way. A third halacha. Now we're back to say the tires. Madbilin yodayim l'chatos. Tumas yodayim is an invention of Chazal. Goes back to Shlomo HaMelech, where Chazal gave Midaraisa, there's only Tumah that's Chal on a whole person. If a person touches the sheretz, his whole body becomes. If he touches it with his foot, it's not his foot becomes Tumah, he becomes Tumah. Chazal created A new mitzvah is called Tumas Yadayim. They were afraid Yadayim Askoni Yaseim, and they were goyze a certain status of lesser forms of Tuma al Yadayim. Therefore, the tahara that he needs for his hands is not, he doesn't have to be tohor in a mikveh, his hands have to become tovul. And this is the makor, the sheirish of what we call netilas yadayim. Along with netilas yadayim called tvilas yadayim. Netilas yadayim is a gzeiro that we, every time we eat a sandwich, we eat a slice of bread, we wash the way kahanim would eat, washing their hands, that their hands shouldn't be in a state of sheni latuma, tuma derabonon, of tumas yadayim, in order that they should be roi to eat truma. It's a lesson, by the way. Every time a yid washes his hands, he's really saying that when he sits down to eat lunch, he's mamlechas kohen v'goy kodesh. There's something that resembles achilas truma, something worth remembering. So the context over here is this din, and the shaila is that since we're talking about a tumah that they consider tumas yadayim, not tumas gufa, l'chayr it would work netilas yadayim, like we said for truma. However, by somebody who wants to be oisik in yonei, when we say chatos over here, we're referring to par aduma. He's being oisik in mei chatos, chazal, mishnayis in chagiga, and in seder tiris, where there were goyzer kominei gzeris, mamish mishum dikach, levels of chumra, legabe misha oisik bechatos. One of the chumras was that even tumas yadayim, which normally is taken off, nitar, al yidei netilas yadayim, over here needs tvilas yadayim. He has to put his hands in a mikveh. That being said, Reb Doisa says, Madbilin Yodayim Lechatas. True Netilas Yodayim doesn't work, but Madbilin Yodayim Lechatas does work. V'achom moimim im nitnu yodov nitmu gufoy. Aviv vayt, they want to make it out of the realm of just Netilas Yodayim. So then what they're doing is they're saying that's not just Tumas Yodayim. It's a tumor where they were goyzer. If you touch something that would normally render only Tumas Yodayim, there's a whole Mesech Yodayim about that. So then they placed on him a level of tuma of kol gufoy, and then he would need tvilas kol gufoy. Im nitmu yodov, if they want to say that's mamish a tuma that needs tvilo, then behechach it's going to be tumas kol gufoy, nitma gufoy, and then he needs proper tvilo in a mikvah. Now, this din of tumas yodayim is if he touched oichel or mashkesh and nitmu, which do not transmit midaraisa tuma to a person. Oichel mashke shenitmu only becomes a rishon. It only transmits to food, not to hands. The hands become a sheni latuma. This is all in the third parak of Maseches Yodayim. But there's another din also by truma by other things that stam yodayim askoni yaseim. There were goyzer that a person shouldn't be oisik in truma or any other level of kodesh without some type of siog, some type of heksher. For that, mechatas would be good also with tvilas yodayim. Tvilas yodayim does not need tvilas kol gufoy. And again, the Mishnah in Chagiga says like the Chachamim. Here, the Mishnah in Idyas is telling us that this is one of the famous machlokes between Rav Dais ben Hurkanes and the Chachamim. Mishnah Gimel. Me'ei avatiach. Avatiach, when used in Ivrit, as a watermelon. It's definitely something from that type. Definitely some type of melon. Is it precisely a watermelon? Don't know if they had that exactly. Rukhan Kanievsky has a ganze shmuz in Derech Amuna, whether the avatich that's mentioned in Chazal is our watermelon. It's something of that family. The seeds and the syrup inside, you cut open a melon. Think about cutting open a melon, it has the gloop inside with the seeds all together. That over here is called Me'ei. Me'ei means intestines. What's the intestines of a melon? The intestines of a melon is the droopy, gloopy part that's inside. So that's what it means. This would seem to say that's not what, like our watermelon, because our watermelons don't have a gloopy part. It's more like a honeydew or a cantaloupe. Uknivas yorok. Knivas yorok is leaves that are wilted, that you cut them off like lettuce on the side, where it's not attached to the head of lettuce, it's like wilted leaves that fall off. Reb Doisa Matil Azorim. These type of things, Reb Doisa held that these type of peiros do not have Kedushas Truma. Even though they're in a fruit that was designated, it's in lettuce or melon. Lettuce and melon, by the way, is not Mechayev Truma Deraisa, it's only Mechayev Derabonon. But once it is Truma Derabonon, it's also Lazar. But since these things are thrown out, if they're thrown in the garbage, a zor is allowed to make use of, he's allowed to eat them. If they're eaten as part, let's say in a watermelon, somebody can eat the bits. So that avada would have kedusha of kedusha's truma. Chachomim hold that even this knivas yorg, the leaves that are wilted, that rot, that fall off, they rather do throw out even leaves that are roy b'miktsas la'achila. Why? Because you want a head of lettuce to look fresh. Also, if it's slightly spoiled, it'll spoil further. So you have to take off. It's damage control. You have to take off. But be'etzem kishalatzmei, the leaves that are on the outside could be considered eichel. And therefore, knivas yorok will be awesome. Mefarshim ha-mechalek comes from Mishnayis and Trumas with the Mefarshim over there. They mitzayin it over here, the Taisyam, to another Mefarshim, that there's different levels. There's Knivas Yorok Shol Balabatim, there's Knivas Yorok, which is something else. So the Chilukim, you have to see the Mishnayis and Trumas. Again, the 11th parak. Chomesh v'cheilois, gizuzois mona mona upras. We're not in Zroim, we're not in Tyrus now, we're in the middle of Seder Kotchim, but not Kotchim, it's Zechas Chulim. Here we have the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez. Reishis Hagez is psukim, where if a person has a certain amount of sheep, a certain amount he takes off of the shorn wool of the sheep, and that becomes Matnas Kuna. It's not Kodesh, it's sometimes Mechuyiv, similar to when a person shechts an animal. He has to give the parts of the animal that are called the Zrei L'chayim V'keva. There's a peric Zrei L'chayim V'keva in Mesechus Kula. There's also something which is not Kodesh, but it's Matnas Kuhuna, which is called Reish Tages. How much wool has to be shorn off a bunch of sheep in order to render it Reish Tages, that then he has to give a chelik? And how much does he give? It's not Mavur Mavurish in the Pasuk. We have here Machloikis between Reb Doisa and the Chachamim. Chomesh V'chelois, five sheep. Rochel is a loshen of a female sheep. That are gzuzois, they're shorn. Mone, mone, upras. Each one is shorn of wool that weighs a mone v'chetzi. A mone is a measurement in weight. We know what a mone is 100 zuz in coinage. That's when we learn ksubis. So you have a mone mosayim in the shear of a ksubis, 100 or 200. The mona over here is a weight measurement. It's a weight measurement of 25 sloim. When you weigh 25 sloim, so the mona monopras, which really, by the way, in English we would say mona upras, monopras. The Loshna Mishnah, which says mona monopras. It's 1.5. Each one has 1.5. 25 being one mona means it's 37.5. Each sela weighs arba dinarim. Each dinner weighs 6 mo. So in every seller there's 24 mo'ois. A mo' is a weight of 16 barleys of silver. So if you add this up all together, the math is a bit complicated. A seller is, again, 24 times 16 is 384 barleys. The way they measure it today is some 17, 18, or maybe a drop more, a drop less, of grams of silver. So the weight, we're not talking about silver, we're talking about wool. So the mishkal of the tzemer over here has to weigh about, if you say, let's say 17, any place between 15 and 19 gram, depending on different shittas, times 384, what that'll equal is about 650 gram. What that is exactly in a kilogram is 2.2 pounds. So if you're talking about 3/4 of a kilogram, you're talking about a pound. It's about a pound of wool. I don't know how much that is in volume. That's how much it is in weight. And the Mishnah says, Chayovis bereishis hagez divir abdoisa. That's his share. The chom maimim chomish v'chelis kol shein. As long as it's from five sheep, that's already called a flock. And it doesn't make a difference how much. Now, the truth of the matter is that the Gemara, it's over here brought Bekitzer, there's a sugi in Baba Basra and primarily a sugi in Chul that says that the numbers over here are not exact, not mamish exact. Even though the Losh in the Mishnah is Chomesh Uchel is Kol Shein, sounds like Kol Shehu, the Gemara proves from a Braisa that it's not that way. And the Mishnah is just saying Kol Shein because it's much less. Vir shir, again, the chodis are hashoros al pi hasvar. What's called the minimum amount of normal gaze that comes off a sheep, and that's the way they made the cheshbon. The way it'll come out is a selah, so it's much less because times five, it'll come out to about 1,000 gram, where we just said that's about 750 gram according to Reb Daisa for each sheep. So altogether, it's going to be about four times more. So that's called kol shehem. B'yachas le, we'll call that kol shehem. That's the makhlokes.